And the other thing that he's laid on my heart to meditate and think about today is our preconceptions. Paul calls them mindsets. We've all got them. We come into Christianity with preconceived ideas, and sometimes it's many, many years before he can drill them out of our minds. And if we don't come in with them, if we come in with a blank sheet to Christianity, they're very quickly formed by the first church or the second church that we attend, and we get these preconceived ideas set in concrete. Mindsets, Paul calls them. And they are, they're set. Well, this is the way God is, and this is the way he likes to do things. And we don't agree with that, and that's wrong. So many subliminal mindsets that we pick up. Wouldn't it be lovely if God would come along, if we would allow it, and take his blackboard duster and just rub out all those things and start again, being taught by the Holy Spirit instead of the mindsets of men? As I go on, I see for myself how many things I just had so wrong. Some things I added to my already preconceived notions that life had taught me about who God was and how we like to do things. But I'll tell you, it's a real eye-opener when you begin to see what he's really like. And for me, it's nothing like the idea that I had, I'm delighted to say. For the love of God is wider than the measures of man's mind. And the heart of the Eternal is most wonderfully kind. So said a man called Faber. Wonderful, wonderful insights into the real mind of God, the mind of Christ. We've got to come back to the cross, haven't we? Because what sort of mind would send the Son that they love the most to die a brutal death for someone else that they didn't even know yet? 1,000 years later, we're still reaping what Jesus sowed for us on the cross. Forgiveness, freedom, love, acceptance. What sort of a heart conceives that idea, I wonder? Makes you think, doesn't it? Perhaps a little more deeply than you're accustomed to think. God bless you.